Today, this is a little bit awkward. I have my air conditioning in the old minivan is gone out again.
Now, how many times has this happened since the weather's turned warm? Three by my count.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's really been an issue. It's a struggle.
It obviously held up through the beach trip, which was very important.
Yes. Here's the whole story of the air conditioning in the van. Last September, it was like, oh, this is wrong. This is broken. Okay, I can tell the air is not cooling in the car, but we're headed into fall. And I thought, okay, I'll just live with it.
Just cruise into April or May.
Just going to cruise. Exactly.
Who needs air?
Right. So the family took a trip to the beach in April, and we unexpectedly drove my minivan when my wife overpacked the car. Okay.
It's the only vehicle suitable for all the luggage.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it worked, but I told her, look, the air conditioning is hit or miss, and it was fine because temperatures were 60s or 70s. And she said, if we take this van again in the summer, you're going to have to get the air conditioning fixed. So I knew right then, yes, I have to. And I did. I went to get it fixed. Guy said, all right, we patched the leak, put the Freon in. You're good to go. On the drive home, wonderful. Cold air for the first time in.
The drive home from the shop.
From the shop, yeah.
Perfect.
Wonderful. 3 days later, hot air. Nothing but hot air. So I went to a different place, okay? And I said, can you fix this? So they said, we're going to have to put a dye in it to see where the leak is.
Yeah.
And they,
like a toilet tank.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. They put a dye in it. Well, the first place put a dye in it too, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
Second place, the only reason
is the dye supposed to splatter out of the vents? I can't even conceive.
I don't know.
No one in this room is smart enough to understand this.
We don't know. We don't know vehicles. We don't know cars.
No. I believe it illuminates under a light.
I guess.
Okay. I have a very good friend who's a mechanic, and he's looked at mine, and he said, because I'm having the same issue.
Oh, you are?
Well, just I have. My air was going low. It wasn't getting as cold. He filled with Freon. He said, but here's the deal. If Freon's leaking now, you got to leak somewhere. So next time, if we have to fill it, I'll put it in with the dye.
Yep.
And I think it lights up under.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, here's how little I know about it. The first time around, after it leaked out. Okay, zero.
First
step to the zero. That's right. The first time around, after it, in 2 days, it was out of Freon. I said to the woman on the phone, I said, shouldn't I see Freon like laying all over my driveway or over my garage?
He thinks it leaks out of his car.
Did she cut the phone?
Yeah.
And she turned to her coworkers.
Yeah, pick up. It's line 3. Just listen. Don't say anything.
It's a gas. It's not a.
Yeah, it's not a liquid.
I just thought they're pouring Freon in there.
Uh-huh. All right. Yep.
Whatever. Guys, like, can I go to like AutoZone or O'Reilly Auto
Parts? Get a quart or two.
Get a quart of Freon. No, that's not how you do it. So, anyway, 3 weeks ago, for the third time, the guys put Freon and they keep it for all day. And they say, we think we've identified the leak, but it was hard to find. We had to get everything at $900 and something.
Yeah. I mean, AC stuff is expensive.
And they're attempting to patch something?
He said, we feel like we've
they found the source
isolated
of
the leak, but it was in such a difficult place, they weren't positive.
Yeah.
But he said it should work for you now. So it did for a week, and the guy texted me. He's like, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. You give me yours. I'll text you. He texted me, said, how's it working? I said, good. After a week, it was good. Then we went off to the beach for the summer trip. Whew. This time, we took the van and my wife's car.
Oh, you did?
Were just you caravanning?
Just in case.
Was this a wagon train?
New puppy.
Throws a wrinkle.
And
yes.
All the extra stuff.
More packing, more stuff.
So what was the driving situation? Daddy alone in his death trap?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured that.
Women and the puppies, or women and the dogs?
I gave my daughter the choice, and she immediately chose to ride with her mother and
the dogs. I'd like you to think carefully before. Mom. Take a minute and make your. Mom.
We can stop wherever you.
Mom. With the dogs. I even tried to offer a Cracker Barrel, which usually really breaks through on
that.
But
yeah.
She said no. So, and it was good. All the way down was good.
Yeah.
Fine. About halfway through the week, I noticed when I went to pick something up, this seems a little hot. But the temperature was 95 degrees. I mean, it was, and I thought, okay. You know, I played that little game with myself, like, oh, okay.
You convinced yourself.
I convinced myself. Okay,
that is cold air.
It's a hot day. This is cold air. It's fine.
I forget, and now correct me if I'm wrong, because your car was built this century.
2009.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not an old car.
No.
Old. It's not a clunker like your old Acura.
No, it's not. No.
From a different era.
That's right. See, that's why I loved having that Acura, because it was my spare. You know, if the air conditioning was gone on this, I'd just drive the Acura. But
it didn't have air conditioning.
But it,
didn't you drive with your head out the window like Ace Ventura?
Yes. Yes.
On the really hot days?
I miss that car. That car was part of my DNA.
Yeah, that car. I know.
Anyway, you're asking.
But so when you're in the van, mm-hmm. do you have a temperature that you set it to, and then it just sort of automatically tries to keep
yes.
it there?
Yes. You know, I put it on 68, modern. 70. Modern. So on the tooling around at the beach, I was like, this is hot, but it's hot weather. On the way home from the beach, there was just no denying it. The air conditioning was broken again.
You're riding alone.
I'm riding alone.
With all the luggage.
All that, yeah. And I'm hot. You know, I've got a light sweat going.
A sheen
the entire drive. I mean, it's cooling a little, but definitely not to the level that I had it. So then yesterday, now we've been
Did
back.
Did you have the fan on high?
Oh, yeah. The old fan was blowing hot air right in my face.
Oh, yeah.
It always does. It always
Misery.
Does. Terrible. But yesterday, well, temperature in the...
90, it was around 90.
90 degrees here yesterday.
Humid.
I'm driving, and I'm just like, it's hot air. It's just nothing but hot air. So I call the man, and he goes, oh, man, I thought we had that thing fixed. You know, so I was like, no, we're going to have to. Well, now we've got the new puppy, and I'm on puppy patrol. And so now it's a lot. I got to work things out with my wife on how to get the car to the guy and all this stuff. It's just it's just putting things in place.
Yeah. If you thought the end of Goodfellas was complex.
This is harder.
With the helicopter and the sauce and the.
Well, here's the whole reason. So,
and the cut the cocaine and sleep with the girlfriend.
Yes. And my daughter, she's working some now. So she's not available to like pick me up at the shop as she used to be. And my wife would have to crate the puppy. All these different things now work into it. So she said to me.
It should be a blues song.
Yeah.
A modern day blues song. I don't know who the current blues. Joe Bonamassa maybe could write this.
I got a new puppy. Boom, 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 boom. Can't leave him alone. I do like how your wife has found this great new excuse.
Yep.
I'm with her to never leave the house.
Yeah.
Do you think you could, it's maybe 20 minutes total, you know, round trip 20 minutes to come get me. I can't leave the puppy for 20 minutes. Are you crazy?
And Biggie, let's don't forget, Kelly's trying to use the puppy as an excuse to get out of family events.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I keep on trying. Yeah. I keep trying to use
this
the
new
puppy.
Do
we have to go to your sister's? The puppy.
The puppy.
What of the puppy?
This dog doesn't know what he's done, but he's opened up a whole new avenue of excuses.
I fall more in love with the dog every single day. It's great. It's great. But he requires, I wear the dog. Remember I told you that?
The
dog is attached to me at all times.
Remember, if you want to see how he wears the dog, you can go to our Facebook page. Now, it won't be the first thing you notice.
No. There's a puppy, the pants, the toenails.
There's pink shorts.
Yeah. A lot of that.
There's talons.
That's right.
It's kind of like one of those pictures where it's like, what do you find? The hidden treasure
right,
picture.
Yeah.
I can't believe, side note, I'll get back to the car. Yesterday, Biggie posted this photo of me holding the new puppy or feeding the new puppy. And
from the little snack belt.
Older dog from our snack belt. So there's all sorts of things going on there. Hot pink shorts I'm wearing. I had a big floppy hat on. I was feeding the new puppy and our older dog. And I looked at the photo later. Everybody zoned in on my feet and my toenails.
Immediately.
And I thought, you've got to really do some work to get down there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was like, how did you all notice this? What did the one guy say? If we go hungry, I could get a salmon.
like an eagle swooping into a river and pulling up a salmon. The phrase just got away from me.
Well, of course.
It was brilliantly worded.
So all this being said, so I call the man and he says, you know, if you want me to, I can come by the radio station and pick up your van while you're on the air.
What service?
Unbelievably nice.
That's great.
Yes. Very nice. So I get off the phone with it. First, I say, no.
I've always wanted to meet Chris Dim. You know what? I'll bring it. No, really, I don't mind. I've always wanted to meet Chris Dim. I'll come by. I don't worry about it. I'll bring it over.
Well, first I said, I'll just bring it over at post show. Yeah. My daughter will drive me around town, all of this. So I say to my wife, this is what we're doing. She goes, you know, it would be better if you could get it to him early and maybe he can fix it early in the day. Then you can get the vehicle back, you know, rather than wait till like noon or one to take it over there. Then maybe you can get it back early in the day. We won't have to put so many people out. I said, yeah, but who's going to drive me to the gym after the radio show? And she says, doesn't Barry go to your gym?
Perfect.
He does indeed.
I said, yes,
he does. Barry works up in HR. So I text Barry, are you going to the gym tomorrow? He goes, I want to, but I can't. He's got to help Diana with bookkeeping.
Oh, no.
All right. So he's got to help.
Fiscal year end, I guess.
Exactly. So I say to my wife, Barry's no go. He can't go to the gym. He goes, I would do anything to help you, but I can't. And so I said, Barry is a no go. My wife says, why don't you ask Chris Dim? I say, awkward. My wife says, what are you talking about? You've worked with him for 30 years. He goes right by there on his way home. I said,
Awkward. Car is his safe place. And it's not like you'd just be in it with your regular clothes. You'd have to bring your gym clothes.
Gym clothes. Yeah. I've got the bag, yeah. Bag and everything. I said, This is going to be, I've got to really negotiate.
What about Biggie? He's got his cane.
I said.
His cane runs shotgun.
I said, Biggie is a no-go. We can't do that. She goes, it's obvious Chris Dim should take you. You leave about the same time. It's on his way home.
Yes.
And then afterwards, my daughter can pick me up, take me to get the car. I said, okay. So I broach it. And Chris Dim says, yes, he is taking me to the gym today. Well, first he says, is Barry going?
I don't want to carpool over there.
I bet, has anyone ever been your backseat, Chris Dim? I can see where.
No, probably not. So you were third on my list, Biggie, but yeah. Chris Dim is taking me to the gym today.
I'll turn the cooling seats on for you.
Jeez.
Oh, that's God. Heaven.
What a dream, because yesterday, yeah. Golly. But then, of course, today I get up, and on the drive in, it's much cooler, and the air is cooler. Mm-hmm. So I'm afraid the guy from the car place is going to go, this guy, cuckoo.
Yeah,
he's losing it. You know, he's going to think that I've lost it. So I may have to text him and say, "Listen, it's a little cooler today, but you know,
it has to be said at this point in the conversation.
No,
what other avenues are there? Because you can't keep throwing $1,000 every 5 weeks.
No,
at a Freon and patch solution.
No, I cannot do that.
I think the problem is, it sounds like the problem is the location of the leak.
That's right. I need them to find the exact location.
So what are the next logical steps?
Well, let's see how much this one
okay.
costs. You know, if this is going to be another $900.
Mm-hmm. A fill and patch and fingers crossed?
Yeah.
I mean, now we're talking about a new vehicle. And
at these prices.
At these prices right now, I just don't know. You know, my wife has said, maybe it's time. I said, I don't think it's time.
I bet there's some great deals on Teslas right about now.
Well, yeah, probably so.
Get it pennies on the dollar.
I could see that. I could see you can get a good deal on a Tesla. You know, I'm a Crescent Ford man. So maybe.
I can't wait for this ride to happen. This makes me so excited. In fact, I was thinking about calling out tomorrow, but now I plan on being here to hear the end results.
Should we live stream it, baby?
I just can't wait because this is the equivalent of working together all day with someone.
Yes.
And then bumping into them at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you have nothing to talk about. You've just spent all morning together.
Yeah.
They're the off-air gossip, on-air nonsense.
We're going to cover everything.
That's right, all this nonsense.
So by the time you two are in a car together, it's going to be like,
those apartments are new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate this light. Oh, yeah, this light's terrible.
When are they going to fix this road?
Yeah, I thought they're going to repave.
Yeah. I mean, how many storage places does one town need? I mean, that's all you can talk about. Luckily, the ride is roughly 10 minutes.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you go this way. Okay.
All right. Yeah. I see what you're doing here.
Oh, I've never gone this way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. If you hit the light cycle right, it's much quicker. I cannot wait to this playoff.
Yeah, I know. That's right. So that's the car will be fixed today, hopefully. And I've got to remember to run the keys out there to the man when he arrives.
Okay, well, I'll keep an eye out for you, too.
Please, please.
Okay.
We got to get the keys turned over to the
just
man.
Leave it on one of the tires like they do in the movies.
He said, leave it on the tires. And I said, well, this neighborhood's a little sketchy.
Yeah, but trust me, they get in a hot van and realize no air conditioning. They'll pull around the block and park it again.
Yeah. Leave the keys in the ignition for you.
They'll get out and leave a note that says, get the air fixed.
Yeah. Bro, you live in the South.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the criminals will, I can't.
I'm not stealing this.
This is not a joyride.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. I should just leave them in the car.
Yeah.
That's all I should do. But I told my wife, I'll just drive it. I'll just, even if they can't fix it, I'll just live with it.
This is one of your times where you want to challenge yourself.
You'll dig in and sweat it out.
My father drove a 1976 Monte Carlo until the year 2000. It didn't have air conditioning past 1985. He just drove it. He didn't care. He just did it. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I thought he was crazy. But now I look at him and say, good for you. Good for you.
I'll take the challenge.
I'll take the challenge. And it had a vinyl top that was coming off, and it had no air conditioning. I was like, all right, I'll do it now. I'll follow in his footsteps.
Ultimately, proving nothing.
Nothing.
Right, that's nada. That's a fact. And with my family, they'll probably say, it's time for a new car.
Yeah.
Daddy, it's time.
Big day today to figure out exactly how much it's going to cost and if they're going to be able to fix it. Because right now, it's a mystery. It is a mystery on this air conditioning. And remember, I don't know. I know so little about it. I thought Freon was a liquid, and it is a gas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the whole reason I brought Barry up, Barry's up in HR, and he's the guy who loves to quiz Chris Dim. We just talked about, of course.
Yeah, first day back after a couple days off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you missed this yesterday, Biggie. Barry came in. You know, he's always coming. He's like, I got one for you. Ungettable. And he'll give the question.
Yeah, he hasn't had one in a while.
Well, he came by yesterday and got one for you. And so I'm just listening. I never know the answer. But he says, name two songs by Freda Payne.
Well, now, one's, if you know your 70s pop rock, one's easy.
Band of Gold.
Bet you've been gone.
Oh, I know Band of Gold. Yeah.
Good one. Big hit. Big hit. So Chris Dim says, well, Band of Gold. And Barry goes, well, that's a gimme. And Chris Dim says, well, bring the boys home. And Barry goes, God damn it. Dang it. God. He does that all the time. These are jams, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think I know this one.
I didn't know it. It's a Vietnam War protest song. Bring the boys home.
Went top 20.
All right, there you have it.
She had a great voice, but just no sustained career.
She did. I mean, this is great singing. And she's still with us in her early 80s.
Yeah.
And we did some research on it. And Barry, what could he do? He hung his head between his...
He knew he'd been beat.
He just turned tail and ran. He's like, I'll come back to you again tomorrow. You know, maybe, but he can't.
Have you heard the mini controversy about Band of Gold, the first song, her bigger hit?
No, I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a story of this. Since you've been gone, all I've got left is this Band of Gold.
Yeah.
Her wedding band.
Her wedding ring.
And the story, if you listen to the lyric of the song, the single, the two get married and presumably young because you took me from the arms of a mother, whatever.
Yeah.
So she's kind of young. They're young. And he tries to, on their wedding night, they sleep in separate rooms. So he is either gay or impotent. And some people are saying, well, some people say it's been embraced by the gay community. It's a gay anthem. This is a man who was trying to live a straight life.
Oh.
But
really?
Was secretly gay and just tried to marry, et cetera, et cetera. Freda Payne has said, no. The original version of the song explains everything, but they cut it down to fit onto the AM radio edit.
Wow.
Ooh.
Well, why was he in separate rooms if in the original? Do you know? Do we have any idea?
I think she was sexually inexperienced and said, I'm not ready for this.
And so he waited.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That for the time.
But if you only listen to the lyric that everybody knows.
Then it's like, he's gay.
That night on our honeymoon, we slept in separate rooms.
Huh.
And she said, maybe you can love me like you tried before.
Oh, that makes, oh yeah.
So is he can't get it up or is he like men?
Hmm.
But at the time it was released, I think it's more, I think she's telling the truth that it's just about, like, she was inexperienced. I don't think they would make a, or would they make a gay anthem in 1971? Possible, I guess.
Well, coded. You know, it would have to be sort of secret code.
Wow.
Not only did he get the songs, he then had trivia about it. That's how good he is.
And he explained it to Barry, and Barry's like, all right, I'll see you later.
I'm going to the gym.
Can I get a ride?